The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Doing good, hanging in there. I think you play a competitive game. You get banged up a couple times here and there, but I'm excited. Obviously Thursday night. What a special time. What an opportunity for us.
Everything is awesome.
Russell Wilson giving us the thumbs up for tomorrow night. Not that we were ever really, I was never really concerned. James Marilat saying in for Stink this morning. And James, man, at some point, this offense has to take a big leap forward. We can't keep measuring the growth of this offense with the incremental one step forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back type process that we've seen and gone through these first few weeks. But unlikely, right? You can't really expect the breakthrough to come tomorrow night with a short week, with some of the injuries, with Russ a little bit banged up. I think we still have to look for, at least for one more week, baby steps on offense, right?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a short week for the Colts, too, right? So their preparation for Denver is going to be limited. So I don't know that I necessarily totally buy that excuse. The other part of it is, I do think it's what's lost in the loss at Vegas was the offense played much better. I mean, 23 points is
it, or a half.
Yeah, but 23 points isn't off the charts, but that's better than they've been. And Russell Wilson in the first half was 11 of 12, 149 yards and what, a touchdown? Maybe two. So he played his best game, I think, as a Bronco, even though his numbers in Seattle were better. So there have been signs and there have been things you can look at and say, all right, that's a positive. If you go back and string together the last drive against San Francisco and the first half against Vegas, that was a pretty good stretch. Now, they came out after halftime and were just dreadful. And, Justin Outen got up there yesterday and had his, laundry list of excuses as to why. We were pinned back in our own territory. And like, you're the first team to ever have that situation.
Right.
So I don't buy any of that. But I think they have every opportunity to be better tomorrow night.
But the big breakout, the big leap forward that we're looking for and expecting to happen at some point, I think we're just going to have to put it on hold for at least one more week next on the Morning Brew.
Look, I mean, there was a lot of conversation around this team, a lot of conversation around this division in the offseason. And so, I think it's I heard nothing but great things about the locker room. I'm obviously in it right now. So far, everything is what I've been told. And so I'm just excited to be here. I'm excited to go to work and bring another chip back.
Latavius Murray introduced to all of us yesterday. Interesting, James, because the Broncos signed him off the Saints practice squad, but it wasn't like a trade where Murray didn't have any say in it. He could have stayed with the Saints. The Saints wanted him to stay. He chose the Broncos. This despite being the Saints' leading rusher just a few days ago in London. So what does that tell you, that Latavius Murray chose the Broncos over the Saints?
Well, yeah, it is interesting, and he was finally getting his opportunity there. He will be one of the few players and maybe the only player to ever play two games in London.
Right?
If he's still here in 4 weeks, which I imagine
I think he will be, yes.
And it's a good addition. Now, I don't expect him to be out there tomorrow other than maybe a play or two because, there does need to be some ramp-up time. But if we were all throwing out names when we heard Javonte Williams was injured, I don't think any of us really thought somebody of Latavius Murray's sort of history and experience and track record would be the option. So that's a good addition by the Broncos. I think he's somebody that if we don't get the Disney movie tomorrow night with Melvin Gordon and it becomes officially time to move on, Latavius Murray could be in the mix 11 days later in a big way against the Chargers.
Yeah, I think he looked at it and said, well, Alvin Kamara will be back at some point for the Saints.
Right,
and
exactly.
There I am blocked, whereas here, hey, Melvin Gordon is on very, very thin ice. I very easily could be RB1 by the time the Broncos go out to play the Chargers on Monday night. Next on the Morning Brew.
Pure energy.
looking at our entire team, we haven't played our best football as a team in all three phases, you know, whether it be defense, special teams, or offense. I think that there's still so much more to improve on. All the guys are getting used to each other, and that's just something that we're going to have to continue to grow, and the best football is still ahead.
Oh, jeez. Coach, you got to start at some point. I love the optimism, but at some point, it can't just be at a future date, in the future, come December. Our best days are ahead of us. Broncos country needs to see it now.
What a queen!
Yeah. I mean, they're not having these issues in Miami, as you brought up. Kevin O'Connell, not having these issues in Minnesota. So it's just one of those things where it's like, I get it, and I to some extent, the rational part of my brain understands it, but also just the person who's been suffering watching this team for the last 5 or 6 years doesn't want to hear it. I don't want to buy it. It's, hey, you've got Russell Wilson. You're an offensive guru, supposedly. This needs to look better and be better. I don't want to hear, trust us, down the road, it's going to be different. It's going to click. Nope, it needs to click. It needs to click now. It needed to click a couple of weeks ago. But at this point, there is no tomorrow. It needs to be today.
No excuses.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Like I said, I feel like guys were just kind of pressing and trying to do too much or expecting one thing, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. And just not being fully locked in. I honestly feel like I was one of those guys kind of pressing and trying to do too much. And it's a division game, so I'm trying to make that big play and thinking it's play action, but I get out my gap and boom, it hits right there.
Wow. So Bradley Chubb, in explaining what went wrong, run defense against the Raiders, said that they were just over aggressive, wanted it too much, pressing.
What?
For an entire game?
Well, and Ejiro
Evero. Maybe early on, but for an entire game?
Ejiro Evero spoke about this when he was in front of the media yesterday and talked about how, you know, essentially, hey, everybody just needs to do their job, right? He was channeling Bill Belichick with that, but it did come across as we were freelancing. Well, Bradley Chubb just admitted it. He just admitted he was. He was, you know, biting on play action, trying to go make a play, and then the run would come right at him. I'm with you. I could see that early in a game, but after you get beat by it a couple of times and Josh Jacobs just runs for another first down, at some point you say, okay, I gotta be more disciplined here. I got to stick with my assignment. The Broncos seem to be doing it the entire game, and in particular, it's 25-23, 7 minutes to go. You have to get the Raiders off the field or, at worst, hold them to a field goal. And they did all the things that Bradley Chubb is talking about there, including a David Carr scramble, a Derek Carr scramble that really did kill him on third down. So that's one of those things, though, Mike, that I hear that, I get it, but that's also a sign of a poorly coached team. But you go out and you freelance for an entire game and there's no fear of repercussions of that. That's concerning.
Yeah, and it's not just the failure to make adjustments in the defense and the run game. Yeah, Russell Wilson and the offense had a really sharp first half, and then they came out in the second half, and the first four drives was a five-play drive, and then three and outs, and adjustments. Being prepared for what the other team is going to throw at you is just the same as adjusting to fix what the team did to you in the first half, and I hate to say it. Ooh, this is going to be fingers down the chalkboard for everybody, but Josh McDaniels outcoached Nathaniel Hackett.
Yep.
On Sunday. I hate to say that, but it is a fact, and now Nathaniel Hackett and his staff will get another shot to turn around and outduel Frank Reich and his staff tomorrow night. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.